Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us.
Hi everyone, I'm Pauline. Let's play a game today. Today's topic is sports.
And the title of our show is Let's Play Ball. Let's Play Ball. So Pauline, what do you think today's title will be about?
Well, I know it's a sport, and a sport that uses a ball, and it is September. Is it baseball?
Yes, and our title is something we say at the beginning of a game. Let's play ball! And now, let's read it!
Susie has a baseball team, but she needs more players. Alex loves to play. He is good at running the bases, and he likes the team's uniforms. But he is already on the team. Taylor doesn't like baseball. She doesn't know all the rules, and she isn't good at catching a baseball. But maybe she can get better with practice.
Thanks for that reading help, Pauline. Hey, I didn't know that Susie had a baseball team.
Yeah, I've gone to watch her a few times. You should come out sometime.
Oh, I'm okay. I prefer to play sports rather than watch them.
Well then, I have good news for you. Susie needs players.
Oh, really? That's great.
Yes, and we'll talk more about that today. But first, let's learn those keywords with Christina.
Hello, Susie 的棒球队需要招募新队员。She needs more players. 不论是球员或者是弹奏乐器的人都可以称为 player。Alex 已经参加 Susie 的球队了。他最擅长的就是跑垒。He is good at running the bases. 棒球里的垒或者是垒包就是 base。Alex 也觉得他们这一队的制服很好看。Our uniforms look really good.名词 uniform 就是制服。Taylor 说她不太懂棒球运动的规则。She doesn't know all the rules. 名词 rule 就是规则。而且 Taylor 说她也不太会接球。She is not good at catching a baseball. 接球的动作是 catch the ball. 动词 catch 表示接住或抓住。
Hi, Taylor.Do you like baseball? I need more players for my team.
Thanks for asking, Susie, but I don't really like baseball.
That's too bad. Why not?
Well, I don't know all the rules.
That's okay. We can teach them to you.
Thank you, but there's another reason too.
What's that?
Baseball takes a long time to play.
Okay, Pauline, here's the big question. So, do you like baseball, or what do you think of the sport?
Okay, well, I do like watching baseball, especially if I can go to watch a game. I don't really like to watch it on TV, but I like to watch itAt the event. That's fun.
Yes, that's true. I think watching it on TV and actually going to the game are two different experiences. I enjoy baseball a lot. I think there's a lot of drama by the end of the game. So it's always fun, and I'm glad we're talking about this today.
Me too. I also think that it's great how people at the office, at our office, stay so active.They can join so many sports and activities.
Like the sport we are learning about today, baseball. Susie is on a baseball team, and she needs more players for her team.
She needs more something for her something. Let's practice a few sentences like that together.
Okay, I need more paper for my homework. Oh.This will be helpful. I need more time for my test.
That's a good one. He needs more chairs for his party. Okay, friends, now it's your turn to try.
Well, we see Taylor responds to Susie's invitation. This is a good way to respond. She says, "Thanks for asking, Susie, but I don't really like baseball."
Let's go to Christina for more about that sentence.
Susie 问 Taylor 有没有兴趣加入他们的棒球队。Taylor 很客气地拒绝了。他说 ,Thanks for asking, Susie, but I don't really like baseball. 我们要学习这种委婉的表达拒绝，因为我们有时候说法有限，有时候会听到有人直接说 ,No, I don't like baseball. 这样子讲其实有点未经修饰，太直接了。我们来学学 Taylor, 先感谢对方的邀请。动词 ask 也有邀请询问的意思。所以如果有人约你去看电影，你可以说 Thanks for asking, but I have plans tonight. 谢谢邀请，不过我今晚有约了。或者 Thanks for asking, but I'm not a big fan of baseball. 谢谢邀请，不过我不是那么热衷于棒球。换句话说，没有那么喜欢。
So this is a very useful way to respond. It shows that you are grateful, and you share a reason why you can't make it.
I also like the way she uses the word really here. She could say, I don't like baseball, but she adds the word really.
This makes her meaning a little softer. It is more polite. Hey, Pauline.I made some coconut cookies. Can I give you some later?
Yes! Oh, wait, we're practicing. Okay, thanks for the cookies, Peter, but I don't really like coconut. Hey, my friend has some pet mice. Do you want a pet mouse?
Oh, no, I don't like mice.
Peter, we are practicing our English. You are supposed to say, thanks for asking, Pauline,But I don't really like mice.
Nope, I don't like mice. Okay, sorry, I was a little rude. Thanks for asking, Pauline.
Thanks for asking. That's all I wanted to hear.
And that's all I want to say, because now it's time for...
Calendar phrase!
Thanks for asking.
Thanks for asking. 谢谢你问我。
Do you want to play baseball?
No. Thanks for asking.
Do you want to play soccer?
No. Thanks for asking.
Do you want to play basketball?
No. Thanks for asking.
Do you want to play...
No! Please stop asking.
Thanks for asking.
Thanks for asking. 谢谢你问我。
Hey, Peter, why don't some people like baseball?
Well, baseball takes a long time to play. But don't worry, our grammar point won't take long. Let's learn it with Rebecca.
Hello, friends. It's that time of day when you get to learn a new grammar point. I know.That you're all very excited. If you want to say that something takes a long time to do, you can use this grammar point. For example, this food takes a long time to cook. Or, this puzzle takes a long time to finish. Great job! Now you're ready to use it. Thanks, Rebecca.So, baseball does take a long time to play, but there are many breaks during the game. And speaking of breaks, it's time for us to take a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, friends. Today we are talking all about baseball.
Peter, I have a question. What does the word position mean in baseball?
Well, when you are playing in the field, you're not hitting the ball. You have a position in the field. There are the bases, first base, second base, or third base. Or you could have a position in the outfield.
Oh, so it's the place you're supposed to stand and you have a specific job there.
That's right. Well, friends, let's learn more. Here's Conversation B.
Alex, do you play baseball?
Yes, I do.
I'm on Susie's team. I am good at running the bases.
Susie wants me to play on her team.
That's great. Our uniforms look really good.
That's nice, but I'm not good at catching a baseball.
But you can get better with practice.
Okay, I'll think about it.
All right, I think we need to practice this question a little bit more since it's such a good one. Do you drink coffee? But this time, let's think of some new sentences, new verbs, and new nouns.
All right, and this is a question, do you, verb, noun. Do you eat meat?
No, I don't. Do you eat meat?
Yes, I do. Now, friends, it's your turn to think of a question. And you can answer, yes, I do, or no, I don't.
We learned that Alex is on a team. He is already on Susie's team. What is Alex good at?
Well, he says, I am good at running the bases. Friends, what are you good at?
Ooh, what am I good at? I'm good at speaking English.
Okay, I'll help you with this. I'm good at running. I am good at drawing. Friends, think of things that you like to do, and then you can use this phrase.
Oh, I thought of one. I am good at singing.
Oh, very good.
Okay, so Alex is good at running around the bases. That means that after he hits the ball, he can run fast.
And when a runner is on a base, they are safe. They wait for the batter to make a hit. Then he will run to the next base, all the way home.
Can you review all the bases with us, Peter?
Okay, well, there's home plate. This is where you hit the ball. Then there is first, second, and third base. You run around the bases all the way to home plate, or you can just say home.
Thanks. It seems like Taylor is thinking about joining the team. She tells Alex that Susie wants her to play.
Alex says their uniforms look really good. That's a funny reason to join a baseball team.
I agree. A uniform is what you wear to something. When you are on a team, you wear the same uniform. You look the same.
We should also add that the uniform is everything, the shirt, the pants, the shoes. But if you are just talking about the shirt in a sport, this is called a jersey.
Good point. There are uniforms for some kinds of work and schools, too. But if you work in the office, you might just have a dress code.
Yes, a dress code is a little different. You could have rules for you must wear dark dress pants for work and a tie, something like that.
I don't think that Taylor is concerned about the uniform. She is worried about playing the game. I don't think she feels very confident.
But Alex doesn't see this as a problem. He thinks she can get better with practice.
And friends, you can too. Let's visit Christina for more.
Taylor 说他不是很会接球。Alex 鼓励他说 ,But you can get better with practice. 但是你可以透过练习进步啊。我们来学习这个句型 ,get better with something. 比如说某个人随着岁月的推进变得更成熟更好。你可以说 he gets better with age. 或者酿酒就是时间越久越好。所以 it gets better with time. 这就是句型 get better with something 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. Okay, friends, now it's time to review. Let's look at those keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Player. Player. We want good players on our team.
Base. Base. He stopped at second base.
Uniform. Uniform. He needs a new school uniform.
Rule. Rule. This game has easy rules.
Catch. Catch. Did you catch the ball? Okay, friends, those are our key words for today.Keep practicing, and you'll get better and better. Now let's watch our conversations one more time.
Hi, Taylor. Do you like baseball? I need more players for my team.
Thanks for asking, Susie, but I don't really like baseball.
That's too bad. Why not?
Well...I don't know all the rules.
That's okay. We can teach them to you.
Thank you, but there's another reason too.
What's that?
Baseball takes a long time to play. Alex, do you play baseball?
Yes, I do.
I'm on Susie's team. I am good at running the bases.
Susie wants me to play on her team.
That's great. Our uniforms look really good.
That's nice, but I'm not good at catching a baseball.
But you can get better with practice.
Okay.I'll think about it.
Friends, at baseball games, you can hear lots of yelling. What are some of the things people are yelling? Well, Peter is going to help us out with that a little bit.
All right. Well, you might hear some players yelling, two outs, two outs.Do you know what this means? Can you at least give a guess?
Well, I know outs are when...
Okay, let me help you out. There are three outs for a team. Then you switch places. So this means, hey guys, we're almost there. We just need one more out, and then it's our turn to bat.
Oh, that helps. I always wondered about that.
And, you know, I hear some people say, two ow, two ow. The T at the end is very important.
Right.
Two outs.
Because ow means like ow, right?
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Okay, well, we have one more. You might hear people say, let's go, and then their team name. Like, let's go, Rockies, let's go.
Oh, yeah, the fans, the people who are there watching will say that over and over again to encourage their team. I like that.
There is also another one. This is a little bit bad. When the other team is batting...This guy right here, you can make fun of him and say, hey, batter, 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 swing, batter, batter, batter.
Oh, and that's trying to distract him, huh?
Yes, exactly. Well, friends, we hope you found this interesting. Now it's time for Jungle Chit Chat.
I'm so excited. I'm starting a baseball team.
Wow, that's really great.
But...I need more players.
Ooh, I love to play baseball.
I need someone who is good at running bases.
Well, I love to play baseball, yay!
I need someone who knows all the rules.
Well, I love to play baseball.
And I need someone who is good at catching.
Well, I love to play baseball. Can I be on your team, James?
Ginger, can you run? Can you catch? Do you know all the rules?
No, but I'll get better with practice. And I look really good in a uniform, yeah.
Well,
I'm so
okay.
Cool. Yay! Yay!
Peter, you and I agreed we like to watch baseball games, but do you like to play baseball?
When I was a kid, I played quite often. When I got older, I didn't play so much, so I've lost some of my skills. I used to play shortstop. This is the position between third base and second base. It's very important.
Okay, so what was your important job in that position?
Well, of course, to catch the ball and try to get that player out.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, friends, we hope you learned a lot about baseball today and about English, and we hope you'll join us again tomorrow for more right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.